All right. Thank you so much for tuning in again to our bonus podcast. As you know, every week as a pastor, I put up my sermons and that helps people. But God kind of put it on my heart that I should do a weekly bonus podcast. Like some months we'll talk about health. Other times we'll talk about money. And during this Corona season to the end of the year, I just felt impressed by the Holy Spirit that people are having money problems. So I wrote a book and designed a system called Solving Your Money Problems. It was designed to sell for about $300 by the company that wanted me to do it. And then I just never felt right about that. So I held to maintain the rights to this. And so I can sell it for $40, the whole system in the book. And so it's basically a roadmap, a step-by-step guideline on how to get out of debt. And I have one of my good friends, one of the pastors of Faith Church, one of the founding guys that this whole church kind of sits on. He helped me build it from nothing, and he's really got his stuff together when it comes to money. And so I said, Phil, I don't want to do a lot of talking because they hear me a lot. I want you to start dropping some bombs on people about money. So I'm going to cut him loose right now. Let's have this conversation. Good to have you, Phil.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited again to be here. It's awesome. So, yeah, we talked, you know, last week about, you know, credit cards and cash and all that. But this week, I'd love to just sit down and talk about, okay, let's put some practical things in it. What do I need to practically do? Yeah, I need to pay with cash. Yeah, the credit cards, I get all that. But what do I need to do? Where do I need to start? We talked about a budget and everything else. What I would tell you is the first thing to do is set a goal. Look at it, set down a goal. You've talked about this before. You got to set a goal. You have to know what you're doing. And then you've got to make a list. The second thing is make a list of your debts. Put the smallest to the largest. You taught me this, and it's in the system, right? The solving your money problems, here's why, is because there is something that you will feel as you start to knock off these small ones and you're getting to the bigger ones. You'll start to gain confidence. You'll start to gain faith. You'll start to gain things that's like, okay, you know what? I can do this. I am starting to knock these down. I am taking care of this. I am doing, yeah. And once you get forward momentum, you're moving. But the worst thing, and you've taught me this before, is you get reverse momentum. Oh, it's so hard to try to get out of that. So when you're making your list, don't put the biggest one at the top. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to pay my house off. No. Don't start with the house. Start with the small one, the doctor bill that's $100 that you keep paying $10 a month to. Do $20, $25, $30, whatever you have, put that towards that one. You will start to feel like, okay, I can do this. I'm starting to make this happen. So when you start making that list, and it allows you to see where you're at and what you're, and I guarantee you, you won't want to go out to eat when you're like, you know what? I am $14 away from paying off that one bill.
You got your goal. And then when you realize how much money you're going to lose in interest, you realize it's not going to cost me $14. It's going to cost me $45 because of the loss of interest. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the great thing is what you taught us in the solving your money problems is, once you pay that bill off, you've already budgeted that out. So just apply it to the next one. So go to the next one and start putting that same amount of money and extra down on the next one. And I'm telling you, you get that forward momentum going, you're great. So the second thing is make sure that you make a list. And then the third, don't add more debt. So if you're trying to get out of debt, don't add more debt. It's like, all right, well, you know, I paid this off, so now I'm going to go buy this. No, don't do that. You know, it's kind of like buying a new car. You've taught me so many times before. Don't drive a new car off the lot because it drops in a depreciation immediately.
Totally. I mean, you're going to lose, like, you know, I drive a very nice car. And obviously, you know, it's very easy to pay $80,000, $90,000 for a car these days. And as soon as you drive off the parking lot, you've lost $40,000. But if you can buy it and allow the other guy to take that first initial hit. And I've talked about that in the Solving Your Money Problems CDs and DVDs. So when you buy the whole system, you get that, the book, the CDs, the DVDs, everything you need. But you're right. So that's one of the ways I got ahead. And I think you mentioned it last week on the podcast. And if you haven't heard that, you need to go back and listen to it. A friend of mine, Mike, he's got an older boat. When I say older, you know, a few years old. He's got an older airplane. He's got an older car. He could buy a really nice new boat and not have an airplane or a car of that level. So he's just made choices that were super educated in the sense he says, hey, I'm going to stay in control of my money. And he actually looks like a baller because he's got all this stuff, but he can afford it because he wasn't trying to impress people with this is brand new. It doesn't matter. If you have an airplane, I mean, when you have it on your license plate bracket that says my other car's an airplane, people don't ask you what year it is. You know, people never pull over on the side of the airplane, you know, and say in the air and say, hey, what year is that airplane? So I think a lot of people have a bad state of mind and they're thinking that they need to try to impress people instead of saying, what does this really look like on paper? So yeah, keep on rocking.
Yeah, and that's true, right? If you can change the way you think, you say it all the time, you can change the way you live. It just, you have to change the way you think. You know, I had a friend of mine one time, true story, bought a brand new car off the lot, and like 2-3 weeks later was involved in a car accident. And it was, they were like sick. So their car is getting repaired and they're making payments on a brand new car that they're not even driving. Right. Now, I know that's a freak accident and it probably won't happen to everybody. But the point is that car is going to drop even more depreciation when it finds out it's been in an accident. You could buy a car that's 2 years older that may have a little bit more miles on it and you don't have as big as payment, or you can pay it all at one time. You know, Victoria and I made a decision after we bought our last car. We're not going to take another car payment. It's just, I'm not going to do it. So it's like, we're going to buy a car outright. I'm not going to take another car payment.
Yeah. And I love that bumper sticker that says, don't laugh, it's paid for, you know, because if broke people are making fun of you, it means you're on the right path, right? Because you're thinking like nobody else in America. And America's lost the thought or the art of the concept of having the American dream. You own your home. I own my home. I don't think it's enough to own one home. A person needs to have a multiple streams of incomes with homes that are there appreciating. Think of houses. You know, my first house was $45,000 when I bought it. Okay. That shows you what kind of house it was. And now you can't get a kitchen for $45,000, but it kept going up and up and up. And it's inflation. Think about a new truck. A new truck, you could buy them for 10 grand back in the day. Now a new truck is very easily $70,000. So an appreciating asset is a house or real estate. A depreciation asset is a boat, an airplane, a car. So you want to try to buy those things that have already depreciated down and put a lot of, like you have, you're saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, not max out my credit card. I'm going to max out getting out of debt so that I can live like nobody else is living. And again, solvingyourmoneyproblems.com. I want you to go there today, because if you don't go there today, you're procrastinating. If you want 2021, this time next year, 2021, to be different, you got to educate yourself, turn things around, look at the budget as Pastor Phil talked a lot about last week, but then getting motivated. You know, put stuff on your refrigerator to say, if I get to this level of debt, I go on the vacation. Or if I get to this level of debt, I buy the pair of jeans. Or if I get to this level, in other words, you're doing that forward momentum as you were talking about. And then I think maybe you can talk about this for a minute. It's about getting your spouse in agreement with you. Because a lot of times we got he money and she money. But if you're not having a combined vision, and you and Victoria do this so well, it's amazing. So talk about that in our last few minutes.
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you. I was the one who was the spender. Victoria is the one who is like, wait a second. Let's before we're going to go out and do this, let's wait a second. And so I had to really say, okay, wait a second. I'm out of control in this, because I'm just like, yeah, it looks good. Let's buy it. And she's like, wait a second. Let's read the reviews on it first before we go and buy something that's going to, you know, junk out after a week or whatever it was. So when you come into an agreement, it's such a power in agreement, right? So it's when you come in, both of you two have to be on the same page in your finances. You have to be on the same page, because if you got one going one way and one going the other, a house divided won't stand. So you've got to be on the same page when you're doing finances. So sit down, do everything together. That's what we realize, is do it all together. Because there's normally one person in the marriage that pays that does all the paying of the bills. The problem with that is, if the other person doesn't know what's in the account, where stuff's going, what cash they have, now all of a sudden they're spending, and you're going to find yourself in a roadblock and smashing together. Sit down, do it together, and then the key, I really do think, is pray over your finances. Come into an agreement and pray over them together. You're praying over tithing, obviously, is number one. That's the number one thing. You're giving back to God. And you give that, you pray over that, you give that together. And then you do everything together. So now everybody's on the same page. We had to sit our kids down And we're like, hey,
glad
guys.
You went there right now. That's deep. I want people with kids to listen, because right now with COVID, some people are going back to school. Some people are not going back to school. And there's so much people like, my gosh, I don't know if I could teach my kid to read. They already know how to read. Do they know how to balance the checkbook? They know the stuff that Phil's saying right now. You want to make your kids listen to this with you. And I think that's one of the things you've done better than any of campus pastors on the team, is you have not had two lives. Your kids have been involved in the business end of the church, so they just thought that way. My daughter at 16 today, she's 16, and I'll bring church experts, ask her opinion, because she's been in so many church meetings about issues and problems in life and conflict resolution. And so you can't teach your kids this early enough. God said, I'm going to bless Abraham because I know he'll teach his children and his children's children. So talk about, drill on that in our last couple minutes.
Yeah. So our kids, we sat our kids down and said, hey, we're not going to go out to eat. We're going to do this. We're going to, here's the reason why. I love what you said earlier, is we do have rewards. Okay. If we do this, there is a reward at the end of that, right? So it gives them buy-in. But we've taught our kids from the beginning, tithing is not optional. It is something that we do. And just the other week, we were at church and my son had saved up like 50 some dollars, my youngest son. And he's got his whole bag of money with him. And we're like going to church and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm giving this today in the offering. And I'm like, you're giving it all? And his response is, well, Jesus gave it all, so I'll just give it all. And I'm like, but here's the great thing is, that kid was at a Tuesday night service not too long ago. Some guy just walks up to him and gives him a brand new pair of Yeezys, his size, everything else. And it's like, why is that? It's because he's a giver, for one, but he understands, like, hey, this is just what we do. This is how we operate. So it's so vital to sit your kids down. You know, my oldest, I'll tell you this, is my oldest last year, you know, right as the COVID hit originally, he was in school for 8 hours. He was getting his work done in like 3 hours. And it dawned on him, why are you sending me to school for 8 hours when I can do it in three? He's like, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yes, he does. And you know what the crazy thing is? They're here, as we're recording this, they're here today. They're at the church. They're in their departments. One's in Faith Kids, one's in the worship. They're in their departments learning. I'm constantly teaching them. I sat my 12-year-old down and taught him about credit cards. Why you don't have a credit card. Hey, what you have to do. My wife is great at, when they get money, she's like, all right, let's look at this. Where is this going? We got to put some in your savings. You got to tithe. We got to put some in your savings. You can spend the rest. But we correct them if they're like, I want to go buy this. This is a big thing for parents. And I'll say this and then I'm done. Right now, it's like, because your kids are at home, it's the Xbox and like Fortnite and all these things. And my kids want to spend $20 on something for this game. And I tell them, hey, here's the crazy thing. Next year, it's going to be a different game. So why spend the money on this game when next year it's going to be a different game? And they're starting to realize, I don't want to spend my money. And we make them do just what we talked about. They do cash. So it's like, they feel it. When they lose that money, they feel it and they don't want to mess with it. So it is vitally important. Your kids have to know about money, because that's the problem, is people aren't teaching their kids about money, and then their kids are getting in debt as soon as they're able to get a card or a bank account, they're getting in debt.
So you got to go get solvingyourmoneyproblems.com right now. Just don't procrastinate it. Do it. Get the system, get the book at least, because what Pastor Phil has been spouting out today, it'll change your life. And if you will think differently than everybody else, you will live differently from everybody else. And so we're going to continue this over the next few weeks. And again, I want Pastor Phil maybe to come back on here and do one. Maybe you, me, Victoria can do one about raising kids and stuff, because right now with everything that's going on, you know, people are really freaked out about that. So you think Vic would do that with us?
She'd love to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so rate this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, tell your friends about this. Listen, this will make their day. So write it, give us a 5-star review, tell us what you think of the podcast, because the more you do that, the more we can reach people with this great information. I love you guys. We'll see you soon at the Faith Church.